There you go. Okay. All right. So, to begin with, I was just noting, turd, scrotum, underwear, farting, penis, shit.
A big influence of Bukowski there.
Yeah?
Yeah. When you sent me an email regarding, you know, what style and all the rest of it, and what influences my poetry, and actually the only thing I could come up with is pleasure, because actually Bukowski said that writing a poem was like having a good shit. You know, that feeling you get when you go, oh. So, and
it's
so...
It's a good beer shit, wasn't it?
It might be a good beer shit, but my, yeah. But anyway, so to me, writing poems is that it was having that feeling, and it's pleasure to read them to people. And, you know, and so I do it for pleasure, and so that's the influence of Bukowski, and it's also true about me. I'm a very anatomical person.
And would you say also kind of the influence of English verse? I mean, you used the word English verse once, but it seems like they're all very proper poems, except for the insertion of you know, scatology.
Yeah. Well, my hometown is Stratford-on-Avon, and my house is on the same street as Shakespeare's marital home. So I can't help that influence of, and I automatically want to write rhyming verse with iambic pentameter. That's, you know, if I just write without thinking, I'll try and write in that style. So it's sort of automatic, and it's not popular. It's not, you know, it's not modern. So I don't do that.
And the other thing is, well, you had the one poem about, I guess, you know, the dissection of pre-happiness and post-happiness and mid-happiness, but it actually sort of made me consider that the rest of the poems in your reading all tend to have an element of sadness, or primarily about sadness, and then they're all sort of comic poems, but they're all about people being sad.
There's truth in that, and it is part of my life. When I came into the poetry community, I came from a broken relationship, which I lost my girlfriend, her whole family, and her two kids, who I loved dearly. So it was a great deal of sadness for me. And so I have lots of poems that are, you know, oh, poor me, and the world's terrible, and stuff like that. But that's true. But that's life, too. There's half of it is happiness, and half of it's sadness.
Well, it means you can't seem to let sort of the sadness go with that. You have to sort of, it seems sort of in a way, kind of stand above it, or commenting on it ironically.
Yeah, well, yes, but that isn't that what poets are about? Poets are about all the darker sides of the world, and it's, you're right. That's all I can say to that.
Good for me.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much.